This is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to Ms. Webb.
From where?
Opinion Research. I'm not selling anything, Jasmine. The purpose of my call is because we're conducting an opinion survey, and I wanted to ask you some questions. Is that okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. First question, and with all due respect, when you think of yourself, do you think of yourself as a female, male, or something else?
A female.
Thank you so much. Next question, may I ask the year of your birth? Not your birthday, only the year.
1989.
Thank you so much. Next question, are you registered to vote, or like many people, you're not registered?
Yes, I'm registered.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No, thank you. And may I ask your race? Do you identify as white, black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
African-American.
Thank you so much. Next question. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? Your own future.
Positive.
Thank you. The future of the country?
Positive.
The future of the planet?
Positive.
Thank you so much. How much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that young women have no power at all, and 10 means young women have a lot of power to make a change.
Young women have a lot of power to make a change.
Yes, what number you want to give to that thought? 0 to 10.
What'd you say?
What number you want to give from 0 to 10?
From 0 to 10?
Yeah. How much power do you think young women have?
1 is no power. 10 is a lot of power.
Yeah. 1 is no power. 0 is no power. And then 10 is a lot of power.
10.
All right. Thank you. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are most important to young women in America today? Mental health, gun violence, climate change, immigration, national security, education, abortion to access to abortion, crime, racism and discrimination, student loans, economy and cost of living, healthcare?
Mental health.
Okay. 2 more? Gun violence? Okay, cost of living. Thank you so much. 1 more?
And crime.
Crime. You have a good memory. Thank you. Thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Contributing to positive change in your community, your education, improving or maintaining mental health, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining physical health, work-life balance, economic security and financial independence, caring for senior family members, advancing in your career, having or caring for children, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships?
Work-life home balance.
Okay.
Relationship.
Okay.
And partnerships.
Okay. You already said that one. You have contributing to positive change in your community, your education, caring for senior family members, having or caring for children, advancing your career.
Caring for children.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. Which of the following traits are more important to your identity? You may choose up to 3. Being a member of your racial ethnic group, your hobbies or interests, your sexual orientation, being a woman, being American, being young, your personality, your role in a relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, your profession, your spiritual, religious beliefs?
Being a mother.
Okay, being a mother. Thank you so much. Anything else?
My profession.
Your profession. Thank you so much. Next question. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? Hope, pride, exhaustion, happiness, dread, anger, frustration, disappointment, sadness? Any of those?
Hope.
Hope. Thank you so much. Next question. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could do it in the future. Or statement C. Our government and political system will never work effectively to provide solutions for issues facing the American people.
Oh, no, I didn't hear that one.
Okay, the last one?
The whole thing.
Okay, once again, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could do it in the future. And statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. A, B, or C?
C.
Okay, thank you. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? Do you think it's because not enough people get involved to make our voices heard? Too many old white men in power? Division and gridlock between political parties, the two-party system, systematic racism, power-hungry politicians seeking control, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, corporate money has too much influence. Any of those, do you think, is the reason to blame?
Out of touch with people's daily life.
Thank you so much. Next question. Just so you know, we are at 40%. How much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Joe Biden.
Not at all.
Thank you. Congress.
Not at all.
Thank you. Ballot initiatives, proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
I'm
sorry, what was that?
I trust them.
Okay, is that a lot, somewhat, a little?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you very much. Your state government?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay. The Supreme Court?
Not at all.
Your city government?
Not at all.
Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, coalitions?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you so much. Next question. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. First one. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. Do you feel very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated?
Not at all motivated.
Not at all. Thank you so much. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. How you feel about that? Very motivated? Somewhat unmotivated? Not at all motivated?
Not at all motivated.
Thank you so much. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. How you feel about that?
What was my option?
Very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, and not at all motivated.
Somewhat unmotivated.
Somewhat unmotivated. Thank you very much. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions.
Motivated.
Motivated? Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Next question. Just so you know, we are at 70%. How likely are you to participate in the following? Boycotting a company. Very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely.
Not at all likely.
Okay. Attending a protest.
Not at all likely.
Sharing your opinion with friends and family in person or on social media.
Likely.
Okay, that will be very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Signing a petition.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Volunteering for an advocacy organization.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Voting in elections.
Somewhat.
Thank you. Contacting or attending an event with your elected representatives.
Not likely.
Not likely. Okay. Next question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. You don't have to choose three. You could choose only one. It's up to you. First one, you didn't know enough about the candidates. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. The candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't think your vote will be counted properly. You did not have time to vote. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. None of the above because you always vote. None of the above because you face other obstacles.
None of the above because I always vote.
Thank you so much. We almost done here. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system of the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. First one, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration's student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payment in half or to $0 for minimum wage earners and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Do you engage a lot, a little less, or a lot less?
A little less.
A little less? Okay, thank you so much. Next one. We've seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Do you engage a lot, a little more, a little less, or a lot less?
A little more.
A little more? Okay. Thank you. Last one. The Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color, whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Do you engage a lot more, a little more, a little less, a lot less?
A lot more.
A lot more. Thank you so much. Next question. What are the media sources that you check out the most for new content? Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, podcasts, news and informational articles online, TikTok, local TV news stations, national TV news station, YouTube, international news outlets?
Instagram.
Okay, thank you. Next. Thinking about the content that you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? Music, humor memes, science, technology, sports, news, current events, shows, movies, health, beauty, self-care, government, politics, businesses, finance, hobbies, tips or hacks? Okay, thank you so much. Next question. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade or below, no high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree, doctorate?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual or 4, something else?
Okay.
Thank you very much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced or widowed?
Single.
Single, thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yeah.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you very much. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
Say that one more time.
How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student,
father?
Full-time? Okay, thank you. Yes. For whom did you vote in 2020? General elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Did you vote for Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$30,000.
Thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time, your patience, and all of your opinions. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Be blessed.
You too.